This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The straight-up business story of this Wednesday, inspired by Disney's announcement it's going to launch its own streaming service and bail on Netflix in a couple of years, is good old-fashioned cable TV and how it's hanging on in this streaming economy. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
It used to be cable operators just offered pay TV packages, but today's telecoms and cable companies like AT&T and Comcast own a vast network of broadband pipes, which provide high-speed internet access into homes. Eric Brannon is principal analyst at IHS Market Technology. He says whether customers are paying for cable or paying for internet packages to stream Netflix doesn't matter to the cable operators.
They're still in the home. They've still got a customer relationship with that household.
Brannon calculates that in 2011, there were about 47 million cable broadband households. He forecasts that number will climb to nearly 72 million by 2021. For pay TV households, the numbers are headed in the other direction. Brannon says, sure, right now cable operators charge less for monthly broadband than for cable TV.
However, growth in broadband revenue and growth in broadband subscribers does correlate to increased total profits for these companies.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing for cable companies if customers use their broadband to stream Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and, in a couple years, Disney. Doing so requires premium internet service. Here's technology consultant Jeff Kagan.
A growing part of the cable television industry isn't cable television. It's internet. The internet is the core that everything rides over, whether the internet is wireline or whether it's wireless.
As for Disney's prospects as a streaming service, that's an open question. Kagan says it's unclear how many streaming services people will want to sign up for. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.